Good morning, everyone. This is the Dharma Espresso for today on the transformation body of Kuan Yin Buddhistava. Today is the third day of the altruistic home-leaving Sangha and Tay at Camp Buckhorn in Idlewild, California. Dear all, one of our first lessons, the main long-term goal of our life, took me the whole day to talk about in details. When we live and follow Buddhism, we need to have a goal or a direction to follow. Naturally, the main goal of all Buddhists is to achieve enlightenment, like the Buddha did. In the Flower Adornment Sutra, Avasthamasaka Sutra, we talk about the Buddhistava's ideal and how to cultivate ourselves to achieve that ideal. Let's put that ideal in an easy-to-understand, easy-to-memorize formula, which is to practice to become the transformation body of Kuan Yin Buddhistava. Why do we choose Kuan Yin Buddhistava? It is because Kuan Yin represents great kindness and compassion. When we need her help, we only call her name wholeheartedly, and she will come to our assistance. People often say that Kuan Yin listens to the pleas of suffering beings, or to pray is to be saved. Kuan Yin will respond to your prayers and grant your requests. Thus, the Buddhistava's way can be summarized as how to become the transformation body of Kuan Yin Buddhistava. To practice the Flower Adornment Sutra, especially to cultivate the Buddhistava path, we should find a Buddhistava who is easiest for us to follow and practice. That Buddhistava is Kuan Yin. We want to cultivate ourselves to become the transformation body of Kuan Yin Buddhistava. That is a very good prelude to always remember our path and direction. Regarding truth, goodness, and beauty, Kuan Yin Buddhistava definitely has cultivated and achieved these three virtues. According to the Shingon school, true world sect, as well as the Flower Adornment Sutra, there are steps we can take to become the transformation body of Kuan Yin. From 10 faiths to 10 abodes, 10 practices, 10 dedications, 10 grounds, complete enlightenment, and wonderful enlightenment. What does 10 faiths mean? It means absolute trust. Whom do we trust? We trust our non-dualistic true mind, but we do not know where the true mind is. For example, in Pure Land Buddhism, we believe in Amitabha Buddha and trust that he will be our savior. Similarly, instead of saying that we trust our non-dualistic true mind, we can say that we believe in the great kindness and compassion of Kuan Yin Buddhistava. The deep belief in her great kindness and compassion will help us become the great kindness and compassion ourselves. Not too long ago, I met an American who told me that he was a victim of a scam and lost all of his money. But he did not retaliate because the swindler was one of his assistants. I asked him why he did not retaliate or sue that person since he had the evidence. He said, "If I sued, I would have sued to protect the rest of my money and properties from being stolen. I would not have sued him to revenge or to get my money back. I would let go what he did to me." I asked him what made him act that way, and he responded almost without hesitation, "I believe in the goodness of humankind and did not want to retaliate." I asked him whether he was angry. He thought a little bit and said, "Actually, I was, but that was passive aggression. I hit myself and was mad at myself, but I've never thought of striking back. I believe that if I had struck back, I would have never got out of the vengeful cycle. I believe in the power of goodness, the power of sincerity, and believe that by doing this, I will transform the person and make him change his way of thinking." I was deeply moved by his story. That was another way to say that we absolutely believe in Kuan Yin and the power of kindness and forgiveness. We have to believe and live like that in order to transform. This is the reason why the first step in our path to cultivate ourselves is the 10 faiths. According to the Buddha's teaching, the 10 faiths practice means to have complete trust in our true mind. What is our non-dualistic true mind? We do not know because it is non-dualistic, but it is present in the three virtues: truth, goodness, and beauty. Like the American who had absolute trust in goodness, which led him to forgive easily. Later on, I had another talk with him, and he said, "Now that anger is almost gone, I think I would not do anything to make that person suffer. I believe that if he came to apologize, I would be ready to accept because I already forgave him." Those are the stories that make me feel that when we believe in Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and her power, we must carry out her virtues, which are the great kindness and compassion. Kuan Yin is here, closer to us than Amitabha Buddha, who resides in Nirvana. If we practice her virtues, we will become her transformation body. How do we transform? Besides our own life, there is a form of Kuan Yin which carries out her noble virtues and slowly becomes Kuan Yin herself. That is a very noble ideal, which I believe we need to gradually transform ourselves to become Kuan Yin. That should be the long-term goal of our life. Thank you for listening. I wish you a joyful and wakeful day.